A Utah filmmaker has a new documentary called Dying in Vain. It looks at the state's high rates of opiate and heroin addiction, and it does it through the experiences of drug users and their family members here in Utah. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
For filmmaker Jenny McKenzie, addiction is a personal issue.
I have three family members who have struggled with addiction.
McKenzie became interested in doing a film about the state's opioid problem a few years back. But it wasn't until a friend of her college-age daughter overdosed on heroin and his mom contacted her that the project really began.
When she called me, I knew there was a reason to tell the story.
For 3 years, McKenzie collected stories of young people from Utah involved with heroin. Two who were caught up in addiction, one who had recovered, and her daughter's friend Chase, who had overdosed. The film is personal and sometimes graphic. Scenes include drug use and Chase's funeral. McKenzie says everyone in it volunteered to be filmed in order to help shift the shame and judgment that prevents conversations about addiction from happening.
I think for any social issue or public health issue that is closeted, there is going to be shame because you can't talk about it. And so for me, I think the sort of way to confront shame is to create discussion and conversation.
Dying in Vain is screening at high schools and community centers in Utah, as well as in other states. Several upcoming screenings are happening in Park City, where last year two teenagers overdosed on a synthetic opiate known as Pink. With these screenings, McKenzie is creating a space where teens can see other young people like them, living in the same place, dealing with the same pressures. She hopes it will help steer them in the right direction. Eric Newman, KUER News.